Back here in this country, there is new attention being paid tonight to a movement within society that has sprung up as a way to distance some people from American society, specifically the federal government. It's the so-called sovereign citizens movement. They claim the government has no power or control over them, and a deadly shootout in Arkansas has raised new concerns about the group. We have more tonight from our justice correspondent, Pete Williams.
It begins with a routine traffic stop, white minivan with suspicious plates. But as a policeman questions the driver, a passenger leaps out and begins shooting. The driver runs back into the van and drives off. Officers responding realize what's happened. The policeman who made the traffic stop and another who came to back him up are both lying dead. In a nearby parking lot, after the van is rammed to prevent an escape, it ends in a shootout with the two van occupants dead.
God forbid any of us are ever put in the situation of those officers.
The driver of the van, police say, was Jerry Kane. It was his 16-year-old son, they say, who jumped out of the van and fired those fatal shots. Both were active in a nationwide movement whose followers call themselves sovereign citizens, getting new attention since May's deadly shootout. They share a belief that most of what the federal government does is illegitimate. Thousands of sovereign citizen websites offer advice on how to evade federal taxes or how to escape court action on delinquent mortgages. Jerry Kane, investigators say, conducted seminars on how to keep the county sheriff from evicting homeowners in foreclosure.
You can use the three forms as a release of lien against the property.
A financial consultant in suburban Washington, D.C., J.J. McNabb, has studied the movement for over a decade and says many followers have a specific belief.
That what the government is doing is when you're born, they set up a birth certificate, they sell shares in your future earnings to foreign investors. The current theory is that China is buying up all of the babies in America.
Brent Johnson, host of a sovereign citizen radio show, says a belief in violence is shared by only a minority of followers.
I believe that violence is a last resort, but is a necessary option and should be left on the table.
Ohio police say Donald Matthews was one of them. He shot and killed a policeman in 2002, believing he had a right to attack anyone who required him to have a driver's license. There's no dependable estimate of the number of sovereign citizens, maybe tens of thousands, maybe more, a movement that the experts agree is growing. Pete Williams, NBC News, Washington.